We want to remind everyone to join us here nearly every week at the Chase Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, scientists studying marmots found that this generally frowned upon behavior actually produced healthy marmot offspring.
Shoot and smack.
That is a generally frowned upon behavior.
I was going to say, are you saying it's not frowned upon? I think it is frowned upon.
I mean, it raises the question, is it still a cuckolding if it's a marmot, or is that a marmot holding?
Oh, the marmots sleeping around with those other than their legal spouses?
Exactly, infidelity.
Oh. Yeah.
Scientists studying marmot couples found that marmot babies conceived in adulterous relationships actually lived longer than the ones from both parents. The reason, apparently, the females were cheating with hunky drifter marmots. They travel from community to community, possibly on motorcycle.
I love that. Marmot swing parties.
Yeah, apparently these
life... Show us your teats.
I guess these sort of life-ruining jerk marmots were apparently tougher and more genetically diverse, which led to healthier offspring. Researchers say they started to first notice this trend about the same time the wife marmot started passing around a dog-eared copy of The Marmots of Madison County. Tom, officials at an Italian track meet that will include elderly athletes competing announced that they planned to do what?
Have ambulances standing by would be one, probably the first thing I'd put on my list if I was part of the organizing committee.
A good thought. Mo, Paula, any thoughts?
Include a moving walkway.
Kind of defeats the purpose of a running event, but okay.
Oh, gosh. All I can think of is Jack Kevorkian. Sorry. It's horrible.
All right, let me tell you what it is. Because of the elderly athletes, they're moving the javelin throw away from the other events.
Ooh, yeah. So you have to have your cataract surgery before the javelin competition.
After a French long jumper was accidentally speared by a flying javelin during a slip-up this month, Italian officials kind of started to rethink the whole layout for their upcoming senior citizen track meet. Fortunately, now they've got things worked out so that the seniors, some of them as old as 90, will be nowhere near the javelin throw as they compete in such marquee events as the 400-meter Chase the Kid Off My Lawn and competitive not tipping at Denny's.